Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on iHeart, Radio MD, or wherever you download us from. This is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast is Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements, and you can too. Want to have some fun? Well, you can listen to this podcast, and it's a great one today. Really, some earth-shaking information. And you can also take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com, mypersona.com. And if you / Roizen, mypersona.com/R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a sizable discount on your first two orders as of today, and I think for several months thereafter. Breaking news about some skin fibroblasts. That's our top story, and longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. No limit, the more exercise, the better, a heart health study finds. That's Roizen rule for younger you. I think that's number 9. Maybe number 9, 10, 11, and 12, because it's 4 aspects of exercise that make a difference to how long and well you live. That's a Roizen rule for a younger you segment. The New Year's resolution are not drawing members to fitness centers at their pre-COVID rate. Is this good news or bad news? We'll tell you our take on it as well as the data. Controlled hypertension confers cardiovascular event risk, but physical activity may help ameliorate that. In fact, totally obliterates it. And what does high dietary fiber do to your mental status? It's a biggie, but we'll tell you in a few seconds. We'll also tell you about brown fat and how that fits with our first story, longevity is the next disruptor segment story. That is about fibroblasts. Physical activity may minimize the bariatric surgery-induced bone loss. That's right. After bariatric surgery, you got to be careful with your nutrition, but you got to do more than that. You got to actually exercise to save yourself. And can drinking too much milk make your bones more, not less brittle? That is, make fractures more likely. This is one that I need more expertise on, but I'll tell you what the data are, and then you're going to have to explain it to me. And after all, this is You, the Owner's Manual Show. You should know the answer to this one. I don't, so I need you, and you can email me. That's right, simple email at Dr. Mike, D-R-M-I-K-E, Real Age, drmikerealage@gmail.com, and tell me why this works. Alcohol consumption, even a glass of wine a day, this is a story I don't want to tell you about, but even a glass of wine a day leads to an increased risk of atrial fibrillation. Now, you're going to want to download the Ted Gordon episode, The Kane Jiu-Jitsu Defense. 1029, we talked about the green elephant. That is all the things that marijuana does and doesn't do. Colorectal surgery in young adults, 1028 B, Dr. David Liska. 1027 was Brent Gleason, one of my favorites now, the Navy SEAL combat veteran. Embrace the suck, the Navy SEAL way to an extraordinary life. It was a great session. And so for today, I should tell you that we do have a great guest today as well, talking about peanuts and whether they're good or bad. But that's not today's, that's the what I recorded today. You're going to have to wait a couple weeks to hear that because we're on a delay. In any case, let's talk to you about the stories for today. My favorite, that is longevity, is the next disruptor. An important study came out today. It's actually not published yet, but I got sent the preprint. It's about fibroblasts. Those are skin, and they put them in culture. They then did a reversal of their age by rebooting their epigenome. That is, instead of putting them back all the way to fetal cells, they put them back to young skin cells. And guess what? They grew out in sheets of skin without wrinkles, as if they were young skin. Now imagine if you can do this in a mass production way to you. You lose your wrinkles, but you also lose the wrinkles on the heart. You might lose the wrinkles in your brain, the wrinkles in your joints. No more arthritis, no more heart disease, problems from lack of functioning, skin as if you were a 25-year-old model. What the heck? That's what this study is. That's why longevity is the next disruptor. If this come, I mean, this was in test tubes, but is remarkable because it was done with human skin cells. Just imagine you can do this in you, and it looks like that's going to be possible. Now, what's my bet on it? I would bet that by 2030, it has a 9 in 10 chance, 90% probability. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? And I might as well get to that next story that we had that was about this area. That is, I teased you and talked to you about calorie-burning brown fat could help keep you healthy, even if you're obese now. That's right. So imagine not just doing this with skin cells or heart cells or arthritis cells, joint cells, cartilage, but now imagine doing it also with fat. So you take your white fat, which causes inflammation, makes you older, and turn it into brown fat, which makes you younger. That's, again, the Roizen rule for a younger you. This is, don't get obese in the beginning, but pay attention to all the aging changes, because pretty soon this one is going to make a difference, because longevity will be the next disruptor. If you could regress that white fat, which causes aging, into a pluripotent, if you will, midline pluripotency, not all the way back, but to a mesenchymal pluripotency, and turn it into a brown fat cell, guess what? The brown fat cells burn fat. The brown fat cells will take away your fat, make you thin. So we get rid of diabetes. We get rid of all the complications of fat, like cancer and dementia, as well as heart disease and stroke. Whoa, baby. All of our diseases of middle age. And you imagine how much less expensive that makes medical care if we don't get obese, or if we get a fat, a brown, white fat to brown fat transplant once a year. Whoa, baby. That's what's coming. And that's what this data shows, because brown fat is metabolically active, makes you thinner. And why did we have that? Well, we had it when we were kids, when we were just born, infants, to keep us warm. It burns calories to keep you warm. White fat kind of sits there and causes inflammation, doesn't do any good for you. But that's what's happening. Story two today that I skipped over in when I went to the brown fat, white fat, when we wanted to do the longevity as the next disruptor. This is the one that is the Roizen rule for a younger you. New Year's resolutions are drawing only one-third of members to fitness centers at the pre-COVID rates from last January. And you're saying, is it good? Is it bad? It's got to be bad, right? Wrong. What if all those people had home gyms and had learned to work out even more and were working out at home. Well, you don't get the fellowship. You get more social isolation, but maybe get more physical activity and can combine that with a little social isolation. So one fitness center, even the Y's are only at one third of what they were in January. So if they had an average of 100 new members a day for the first 15 days of January, that's 1,500 new members. They're only getting 500 now. What does that mean? Are these the real avid ones and they won't drop out? So at least they'll be there for the year, but they don't pay the fees that the others had. So there's some good and some bad. This is an interesting one. I always thought that all you had to do was get the number on your blood pressure down to normal, and you had a lessened effect. And that's true. You get rid of a lot of the effects of hypertension, but it doesn't get all the way back to if you had normal tension all your time. But if you do just 30 minutes of walking without even changing the blood pressure, it gets your cardiovascular risk and your all-cause mortality risk back to normal. This was in 90,000 people. They looked at this in hypertensives. Now, the next story I'm going to tell you about is a kind of a weird one. It is something I didn't expect. This is higher dietary fiber. What does high dietary fiber do to you? It changes, and this is our odd omega story of the week, it changes the bacteria inside you. So they looked at this in, I think it was a huge number of people in Korea, and 5,807 developed depression. And when they looked at it, the most striking thing that changed them, for every gram of daily fiber difference, there was a 5% difference in dementia, in depression. What do we mean by that? Well, if you had 10 grams of fiber, say you had 25 grams compared to 15, you had a 50% lower risk of developing depression. That's huge. That's huge. So what does it mean? Get your fiber. So the odd omega story of the week, the odd omega segment is get daily fiber because it helps the bacteria inside you, and somehow the bacteria inside your gut change your risk of depression. Whoa, that's a big one, a biggie. Totally unexpected on my part. So that's one of our take-homes. And this is one you're going to have to explain to me. This is another odd omega story. This is a study that was done in a large number of people on milk consumption. And what happened is when you get over more than one glass of milk per day, and you're over the age of 21, it increases your risk of bone fracture. Doesn't decrease the bone mineral density, but somehow it increases your risk of bone fracture. Why? I can't find out what they found out in the article, but it really means in this study that you don't want to drink more than your one glass of milk a day, and make sure you, of course, get your calcium and vitamin D some other way if you're doing that. The next story I want to go is about the bariatric surgery and bone loss. So we're trying to do these in pairs. Too much milk gets bone loss, but so does lack of physical activity after bariatric surgery. That is, bariatric surgery causes malabsorption of a whole bunch of things, including calcium and maybe vitamin D, and that decreases bone mineralization, which increases fracture risk in people who've had bariatric surgery, that is weight loss surgery. Why? Because they exclude part of your bowel in doing it. What they found is that if you do just 30 minutes of even walking a day, anything like that decreased your risk of bone demineralization, decreased your risk of fractures long-term in weight loss surgery. And by the way, weight loss surgery is probably the best available treatment for severe obesity, because most people can't make it on their own. That's how they got severely obese. Let's see what other stories we want to cover. And this is one I don't want to talk about, but I have to because it's the data. And that is, and I really don't want to talk about this one, but I don't know how to avoid it. And this is the one about a drink a day brings the atrial fibrillation to you. That's right. So this is a story simply about a drink a day for people who have a history of atrial fibrillation, or because of obesity and pulmonary and high pulmonary pressures are at risk for it. Just one glass of wine a day increase the risk of atrial fibrillation by about 30%. Now, not huge. It's not like a doubling, but it still means that if you're at risk for atrial fibrillation or you have it, you got to lose the weight. You got to lower your pulmonary pressures by exercise and breathing exercise, and then maybe you'll be able to get rid of your atrial fibrillation or decrease the risk of it. Okay, let's go back over the keys. The keys today, you may be able to get a real longevity disruption where you get to be a lot younger. That is, my prediction is 90 will be the new 40. 60 the new 40 now, 90 will be the new 40. You want to go back and go to 1020. That is episode 1020. This, of course, is 1032, so 12 weeks ago we did 1020 A and B was the special on longevity. And we'll do another one during this year, but that was really special where it showed you we could reboot your epigenetics back to what we would might call a median stage. So you're not going all the way back to fetal cells, but you're going back to baseline cells. And when they younger cells, and this was done in skin, and imagine if you can do it in fat, turning that white fat to brown fat and staying skinny. No limit on exercise. That is, there is a limit. If you look at the group that does the maximum exercise, they live about, that is compared to the group that did the minimum, about 55% decrease in all-cause mortality, 57% decrease in cardiovascular mortality. The problem is they didn't look at real people who were what we might call extreme exercisers, run marathons frequently, do more than 2 hours in a row. There is a reason for halftime in basketball. That is so the guys don't injure themselves. That's also, it doesn't injure your heart. When you do more than 2 hours in a row, you exceed your antioxidant capacity and start to injure yourself. Home fitness, a great idea, but remember, don't get socially isolated. And physical activity can minimize the effects of both bariatric surgery and of being hypertensive. And even though you get your numbers down, a little physical activity gets your risk down. Remember, you, the Owner's Manual radio show and podcast is brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can get your daily vitamin packs personalized for you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Our sponsor, Persona Nutrition. I take my personalized supplements. You can too. take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. No obligation, mypersona.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another radio podcast on You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. Thank you for downloading us, whether you got us iHeart or Radio MD or wherever. Thank you. Caitlin, thank you for engineering. And remember, we have a wonderful guest coming up. You'll want to download the B of this segment as well. This has been 10, I got to get it right. I think it's 10:32. Let me just check that out to make sure I've got it right. Yep, 10:32 A. Thanks very much. And remember, longevity is the next disruptor. It will give you more life. So take advantage of staying healthy now. Thanks again.